Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from a citizen who reported seeing flashlights at her neighbor's home in the 3000 block of Cannibal Island Road, Lolita. Citizen told the dispatcher someone had burglarized the same home the day before and that now they returned. When a deputy arrived, he saw two suspects inside the building. When the suspect saw the deputy, one of them got into their Toyota pickup truck and attempted to flee. The other ran off on foot. The chase only went for 1 mile when the arrest was made of 35-year-old Jill Deanna Winup from Fortuna. During the search of her purse, the deputy reports locating heroin. The other suspect managed to get away. Winup was transported to Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where she was booked on charges of evading a police officer, possession of narcotics, and burglary. She was booked and then released on her own recognizance. In more Humboldt County Sheriff's news, they served a search warrant in the 6200 block of London Drive, Eureka. Agents searched the residence and located an indoor marijuana grow with 422 marijuana plants, along with approximately 40 pounds of dried marijuana bud, estimated value at $80,000, approximately 86 pounds of dried marijuana leaves, packaging materials, a scale, and $83,000 in U.S. currency. Child Welfare Services were contacted along with Humboldt County Building Inspector. The building inspector determined that the electrical work performed at the residence was without permits and inspections, and the safety issues were present. Two arrests were made for possession for cultivation, possession for sale, child endangerment, and other charges. The bail set at $75,000. It was a car chase after a vehicle was stolen at a car lot. Reporter Dan Squire with the story.
Fortuna police officers were led on a high-speed chase after a Redway man allegedly stole a pickup truck from the Lithia Dodge dealership in Eureka. A Fortuna officer on patrol spotted the Dodge truck being driven recklessly on Highway 101 heading southbound near the Hookton Road exit. The officer began to track the vehicle, which reached speeds up to 80 miles per hour. And when the officer activated his lights, the driver of the stolen truck, 39-year-old Paul Force, accelerated and the chase was on. Two Rio Dell units joined the chase as Force sped past the town. And then Force, while attempting to make a U-turn on the freeway, hit a Fortuna patrol car and then raced onto Shively Road. That's when he lost control and the truck ended up in a ditch completely totaled. Force then fled on foot and was tased twice by officers before being apprehended. Force was booked into county jail on several felony charges.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies got an assist with a missing person incident from a 6-year-old girl who was playing outside her house. Deputies were searching for an 86-year-old Redwood Valley man who suffers from Alzheimer's and who had gone for a walk with his dog but had not returned home. The search was intensified after the dog made it home and family members and other volunteers joined in the search for the missing man. That's when the 6-year-old girl heard rustling in the bushes and faint pleas for help. Natalie then went inside and got the assistance of her dad, and they found the lost man on the other side of the fence stuck in some brush. The man was taken to the hospital for a checkup, and the sheriff's office offered up a job well done to Natalie. Humboldt Bay firefighters, along with other emergency personnel from across the North Coast, will participate in a 16-hour operational readiness exercise today. Firefighters, search and rescue personnel, and other first responders will take part in the exercise, which is designed to simulate a local disaster resulting in catastrophic damage, both locally and regionally, and will test incident commanders and personnel on how they react to the ever-changing scenario. Cal EMA is the lead agency and will evaluate the local emergency personnel and the response, along with their operational capabilities, during a disaster. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.